News now from the world of sports. And in Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox had trouble scoring runs over their last few games and lost 3 out of 4 as a result. But traveling to Camden Yards to take on the team with the worst record in baseball, the Baltimore Orioles, it would be a fair bet that the Sox bats would start connecting with the ball, especially with Mookie Betts back in the lineup after spending 10 days on the disabled list. Well, those bats did not make a whole lot of contact, but the Red Sox still found a way to win after 12 innings of scoreless baseball. Dylan Bundy was exceptional for Baltimore as a starter, giving up just 3 hits over 8 innings, but he came away with nothing to show for it in the win column when the Red Sox loaded the bases in the top of the 12th and scored 2 runs on back-to-back sacrifice flies by Brock Holt and Jackie Bradley Jr. And Red Sox pitchers deserve praise as well. Boston got a second consecutive quality start from knuckleballer Stephen Wright, who went 6 2/3 and yielded just 4 hits. And he was fortunate not to have to face Baltimore's best hitter, Manny Machado, who sat out with injury. But Wright did need help from the Boston Red Sox bullpen, and he got it with scoreless innings of relief from Joe Kelly, Brian Johnson, Brandon Workman, Heath Hembree, and Craig Kimbrell, who struck out the side in order in the 12th to preserve that 2-run lead and a 2-0 Red Sox win. The biggest moment of the game came in the 7th when Kelly inherited a bases-loaded jam and struck out Adam Jones on a high-rising fastball to end the threat. Now tonight, Eduardo Rodriguez will try to improve his record to 8-1 on the season against the team that originally drafted him. He'll face Andrew Kashner for the Orioles, who have now lost 5 in a row. The New York Yankees and New York Mets were both idle last night. The Yankees, back in a virtual tie for first place with the Red Sox in the AL East, welcome Bryce Harper and the National League East leading Washington Nationals to the Bronx tonight for what should be a pretty good interleague matchup. Tanner Roark goes for Washington against CC Sabathia for the Yankees. And the Mets, fresh off the 1 victory they scored over the Yankees in their recent 3-game Subway Series, will visit Atlanta to take on the Braves, who are also claiming a share of first place in the NL East, tied with Washington. The Toronto Blue Jays got a look at a promising rookie for the Tampa Bay Rays. Jake Bowers was on base 4 times and drove in 4 runs, including his first career home run as part of Tampa Bay's 8-4 win over the Jays last night. Another youngster, 22-year-old Ray Willie Adames, also drove in 4. Sam Gaviglio took the loss for Toronto after lasting just 3 1/3 innings. In the New England Collegiate Baseball League, the Vermont Mountaineers broke a 2-2 tie in the top of the 8th inning with an RBI single by Jasper Parker, and that stood up as the winning run in a 3-2 victory over the North Adams Steeplecats. The Mountaineers return home to Recreational Field in Montpelier tonight to take on the Valley Blue Sox. They've got a record of 2-3 in the early going of the NECBL. And the Upper Valley Nighthawks will visit New Bedford to take on the Bay Sox tonight. The Upper Valley Nighthawks are trying to improve on their 1-3 start to the season.